My guest is a writer and author, Andrew Ferguson. He's been writing since 1984, mostly for magazines that he helped start, and also he's written three books, and he's working on a fourth book right now on President Nixon, but his books, Fool's Names, Fool's Faces, and then one on University Crazy U, with the letter U, trying to get into college and college admissions, and also on Abe Lincoln. And so we've been discussing Nixon, and the end of last segment, he brought up something very brilliant that some people feel that, you know, the economy was really bad, and maybe if it wasn't, maybe Nixon would have skated on Watergate, maybe not forced to resign, but the economy, I didn't remember that, was very, very bad. And it led me to think about President Kennedy. They say he just skated on everything. He was popular, young, good-looking, everybody loved him. He got to skate on everything. He was like Teflon, and also Clinton, although he was impeached, the economy was good, and he managed to survive. So I never thought about it that way. That was a brilliant comment you made.
Oh, well, there's lots more where that came from.
But it's very interesting. I've heard people say that if Kennedy were alive today and he was a politician, that people say they wouldn't even consider him a Democrat because the party has changed so much. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I don't know whether people would say he was a Democrat or not. A party's changed, but so do politicians. Joe Biden is a much different politician from what he was when he was first elected to the Senate in 72. People evolve, Joe Biden used to be pro-life, for example. He used to be much more hawkish on foreign policy. And I'm sure, the Democratic Party as it exists today bears, almost zero resemblance to the Democratic Party that nominated him for president. And I shouldn't say zero, but, it was a party of segregation. Large chunk of it was a segregationist party.
Now, when you said nominated him, you're talking about Kennedy?
Kennedy in 1960, yeah.
Okay.
And that's true of the Republican Party too. I mean, there's a lot of people who were Republicans in 1960 who, if you just transplanted them to today's Republican Party, wouldn't have anything to do with it. So
okay, so it's not exclusive to the Democratic Party. Both have changed dramatically, would you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think so. In this sense, they both became more of what they already were. That is, one is a party vaguely defined of the left, and one is a party vaguely defined of the right. Now, there's complications to that because, as I said, all the way up through the 1950s and early 1960s, if you were a segregationist, chances are you were a Democrat. That's certainly not true anymore, but in general terms, the party was a party of more activist government, national health care, that kind of stuff. And the Republican Party was vaguely defined as sort of more oriented towards the free market, more business friendly, and that kind of thing. So in general terms, they're the same. In particulars, they're quite different.
Andrew Ferguson is my guest, author, writer. Do you think that some of the people on the extreme left or right, and I know the narrative right now that I hear is that since the Democrats are in power, that the extreme left are really impacting the party more than they should? Do you think there's some truth to that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Democratic Party has unitary control of the executive and the legislative branch. So it would only stand to reason that all elements of the party are more active and are feeling their oats and trying to make themselves heard. I don't think that you can really say that they've taken over the party. The leftward elements have. It's a party of the left, though. I mean, the Democrats are a party of the left in the way that the Republicans are a party of the right. And there are a lot of things that the Democratic Party stands for today that, you know, you mentioned Kennedy, that absolutely would have blown Kennedy away. It just wouldn't have computed. It's just times are too different. But every time there's a change in power, the other party, the out of power party, makes the accusation that the party in power has been taken over by radical elements. They're out of the mainstream. They're out of touch with Americans, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you saw it when Reagan won in 1980. It was supposedly a right-wing coup. And now, you know, Reagan is considered this great avuncular trans-ideological president. But it's just sort of one of the techniques of politicians is that they seize on and they pretend that the other side is incredibly radical and trying to destroy the country and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Well said. And now that you put it that way, and I look back, I can see that on both sides. And it's good to see the evolution, you know, for both parties. My guest, Andrew Ferguson, if you Google his name, Andrew Ferguson, probably Radio Real Estate will be the first thing that comes up because we're going to be podcasting this interview. But he's written a book on Abraham Lincoln, which we didn't even get to. I wanted to ask you how the Republicans always point to the fact that Abe Lincoln was a Republican, and they try to hang their hat on that, his stovetop hat, I guess. But as you just said, Kennedy wouldn't recognize the Democratic Party today, so I assume Abe Lincoln wouldn't recognize the Republican Party today?
No. No. No, but, you know, again, times change, the sets of issues change, the attitudes of people, voters change. You know, when Abraham Lincoln ran for president, you had to be a white male and more likely than not an owner of property before you could really vote. If you were a voter, you couldn't even vote for your own senator. You had to vote for the state legislatures chose the senators from the states. So the whole context of politics has changed from that day to this.
Well, we're out of time. My guest has been Andrew Ferguson. He's written 3 books. He's been writing columns and magazine articles and analysis since 1984. I hope we can have you back on again. I'd love to hear more about Abe Lincoln. I'd love to hear more about the book. I think I'm going to help you. I'm a real estate agent, but I have some Hollywood connections, so I want to get that movie made about Crazy University, a dad's attempt to get his kids in college. So he's written 3 good books, and interestingly, one of them is a comedy, and we didn't even get to talk about Fool's Names, Fool's Faces, and I'm just going to read this real quickly, and then I got to let you go because we're way over the clock time. What do Bill Bennett, James Carville, Louis Farrakhan, Jennifer Flowers, Don Imus, and Bill Moyers all have in common? They all wish Andrew Ferguson had never heard of them. So he wrote this book, Fool's Names, Fool's Faces. I'm a big Don Imus fan. Andrew Ferguson, thank you so much for your time. Get back to work because your editor, she's on hold. She's going to talk to me after the show.
Yeah, she may never talk to me after the show.
Thank you so much, Andrew Ferguson.
You bet. It's okay. A pleasure.
Thank you. The rest of us, Festivus for the rest of us, the rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.